An individual who vandalized a historic rock art formation this weekend in Nine Mile Canyon has been identified, according to Jerry Spengler, the executive director of the Colorado Plateau Archaeological Alliance. Local property owners visited the site Sunday and found the initials JMN etched into the rock near an image of a pregnant buffalo. Spengler says landowners and the Alliance were able to track down the license plate number of a vehicle seen in the area and a description of the people inside. He says that information was turned over to the U.S. Bureau of Land Management and has led to the identification of an 18-year-old West Valley man who has confessed to the defacing. Spengler says the vandalism did not directly go over the top of the images, but is in the middle of them and would be difficult to repair.
It's etched so deep into the stone that even if you take off the graffiti, you're still going to scar the stone. There's going to be a place there where you can tell something's been removed.
Spengler says this site is one of the most significant of its kind.
Every time we add a name or a date, we degrade the integrity of that site just a little bit more. If everybody did it, there wouldn't be, all it would be graffiti messages.
Thousands of people visit the rock art panels in Nine Mile Canyon each year. The images are believed to date back to the Fremont period between 900 and 1250. For Utah Public Radio, this is Justin Prather.